Volunteering is a very important part of our community. What would we do without volunteers? In fact, the sums have been done, and the amount of money that an economy saves by volunteering is quite incredible. There are new ways of getting volunteers to be part of your organisation. And a guest to our shores, Jane Cravens, is in Bunbury to talk to a group this morning about volunteering and how to best use things like the internet to recruit your volunteers. Jane has done a side tour to the ABC studios and joins me right now. G'day, Jane.
Hello.
Welcome to Australia.
Thank you very much.
Although you've been here for a while now. You enjoying yourself?
I am loving it.
Yeah, fantastic. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kentucky, and you will hear that at some point in my voice.
That's fine. Okay, let's get down to volunteering. What experience do you have with this volunteering thing?
Well, I am a volunteer. I also manage volunteers, and I'm part of a new movement in volunteering that talks about volunteers not in terms of money saved, but in terms of jobs that are best done by volunteers. There are a lot of people who better relate to volunteers in certain situations. There are some jobs just better done by people who don't have a financial interest in what's happening. Volunteers can speak more freely and be more critically. They don't have to worry about losing their pension, so to speak. And so I'm a part of that new movement. And part of that movement is really pushing for the internet to be used to support and involve volunteers as well. And so I'm a bit of a radical.
That is a bit radical, and I'd never thought of that before, the fact that you have volunteers. If they are volunteering, they can speak more freely. What fields are we talking about in the main?
We're talking about every field, everything from the arts to working with animals to helping with government initiatives, the courts, for instance. A lot of young people who are in the court system and adults are helping them respond much better to somebody who isn't paid to be helping them. They like the person who's there for the purer reason, although I kind of hate that word, of, you know, somebody who's there because they want to be, not because they have to be. And I myself love to volunteer. I was actually offered a paid position at an organization I'm volunteering with now, and I turned it down because that would have taken away some of my freedom.
Would have sold yourself out, do you think?
I don't think it would have sold me out because, you know, I do what I'm doing now, I'm doing as a paid consultant. But it's just, there's just something about certain instances where it's just nice to be the volunteer. It's there's a certain freedom that's associated with that. And so I don't want to give that up necessarily.
Are we volunteering more freely these days? What about in the United States? Do you find it difficult to get volunteers to be involved?
It's not difficult. The bigger issue is getting organizations ready to involve people who want to volunteer. You have so many people saying that we need more volunteers, and the reality is we need more resources to involve more volunteers. We kind of think volunteers are free because we don't pay them, but the reality is it costs a lot of money and resources to manage volunteers effectively. You want them to do a good job. You want to be able to communicate with them quickly and efficiently. You want to know what they're doing, to be able to report on that, provide them with the training they need, etc. And well, so volunteering is unpaid, but it's not free.
Yes. Yeah, because that is a very good point, the fact that a lot of people, particularly when they retire from whatever they've been doing for a lifetime, and the last thing they want to do is go back to doing the books or go back to broadcasting, for example. They want to do something else, but they do need to be trained in these other fields.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you also have young people who are using volunteering as career bridging.
Yeah.
You also have people who like to volunteer because in their 9-to-5 job, it's just not as much fun.
Right.
The bookkeeping isn't necessarily so much fun as whereas with the nonprofit, the bookkeeping is, you know, also helping children or whatnot. So there's so many different motivations for volunteering. There's so many different age groups that volunteer. You know, I've traveled all over the world and worked with volunteers and people that work with them all over the world. And volunteering is universal. Every culture, every age group, they might not call it volunteering, but that's what it is.
So where does new technology come into this, the internet and the likes?
Well, one of the things I love to tell people is that, you know, online volunteering, where you're using the internet to provide your volunteering service, is actually more than 30 years old. It's actually not a new practice. Project Gutenberg is this really great program where volunteers took books that have the copyright has expired. They typed them into the internet. And so you can download Jules Verne books and Jane Austen books for free. And then a few years ago, another group of volunteers said, we're going to make audiobooks out of these. And so you have volunteers recording those books. So it's actually a very tried and true practice. There are thousands and thousands of organizations using the internet to involve volunteers. They're translating documents into another language. They're designing your annual report. They're taking all those videos your volunteers shot on their camera phones and splicing them together and putting them up on YouTube as a recruitment video. You know, it's just the possibilities are endless, and they're happening right now.
Yeah. Also, you're talking about helping employees to involve volunteers. Is this like giving the examples of the training that's needed or and the like?
Well, for instance, a lot of employees at nonprofits are involving volunteers. Again, not to save money, but so the community can come in and see what the organization is doing. And that's very effective when you have a volunteer that comes in and is helping, say, the program manager who's working with kids and realizes, wow, this organization's doing amazing work. That volunteer turns around and writes a letter to the city council or to the and a letter to the editor. It's about transparency. In a lot of cases, if staff at a nonprofit can involve volunteers in their work, it creates a sense of ownership in the community. And that's really nice. And I think it's very effective in helping nonprofits show just what kind of important work they're doing.
Mm. And on that very important note, we might just leave it. Thank you very much for coming in and having a chat to us, Jane.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia, won't you?
I'm really excited.